As we continue our study in the book of Proverbs, we're still in the fourth chapter, and last time we got into the 23rd verse. So let's read this 23rd verse again. It says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Keep thy heart. The word heart here refers to the mind as the center of thinking and reasoning. And so he says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence." God, who gave us our souls, our minds, wants us to take care of them. Deuteronomy 4:9, he says, "Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thine heart all the days of thy life. But teach them to thy sons, and to thy sons' sons." So to keep the heart is to continually remember what God's Word has taught us. To protect our minds is accomplished by filling the mind with God's Word, and let it not depart from the memory. So God's Word is always there being remembered and being replenished and being added to. This is our great protection of the heart. We keep out the evil influences of the devil, which the world in general is taken with. We guard the mind from those things which defile it. We cannot at the same time hold the doctrine of the devil and the doctrine of God. No two doctrines are compatible in the same heart, same mind. God's Word will guide you to good mental health, and you can do that by keeping your heart. In Ephesians 4:31-32, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from among you with all malice. Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." So the Bible is telling us how to keep the heart, how to keep the mind, how to protect ourselves from mental distresses, mental illness, if you please, and how to prevent the heart from going into the things that are going to be according to the devil. There's a way to have a healthy mind, a peaceful heart, one that is not plagued by anxiety and depression. It starts by having and keeping the Word of God. When we harbor these bad feelings, we're crowding out God's instructions and we're not keeping our heart. Romans 12:9-10. "Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another." Again, in Romans 12:15-21, "Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink, for in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." The Bible is telling us how to keep our hearts, how to keep our minds, how to live and to think, and the things that we let govern us. This is what's going to give us peace and harmony. This is what's going to give us the life that is the true, peaceable, secure life that we want to have. We really do not need a psychiatrist to tell us these things. The Word of God, when truly understood, the great wisdom of God, is the answer to the needs of the heart. We're to keep all parts of our body, keep our eyes, Job 31:1, keep our tongue, Psalm 34:13, keep our feet, Ecclesiastes 5:1, but above all, keep our hearts. And he gives a good reason for keeping our hearts. He says, "For out of it are the issues of life," verse 23. Out of our heart, well cup, will flow living issues. An issue is something which comes out of something. He says that the heart has the true things which pertain to life, and these things flow from it. The substance of life flows from the heart. Out of the well-kept heart come things which pertain to life. Not physical things only, or physical life only, but also spiritual life. Good products to the glorification of God and to the edification of others. In general, all the action of life flows from the heart. and therefore keeping the heart makes for the good life. Our lives will be regular or irregular, comfortable or uncomfortable, according to whether our hearts are kept or neglected. A neglected heart is a wasted and neglected life. We're told to keep our heart because out of it are the issues of life. In the next three verses of chapter 4, we're given some of the issues controlled by the heart or the mind. These verses speak of the lips, the eye, and the feet, or speech, sight, and conduct. Verse 24 says, "Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee." We must be very careful to not misuse our lips, and to see that we offend not with our tongue. If we let our heart or our mind follow the natural course, and not be guided by the wisdom of God, that is, to not follow God's law, then out of the natural heart a great deal of corrupt communication is apt to come. So we must learn from God to have a great dislike, even dread for, all manner of evil words: cursing, lying, taking God's name in vain, slandering, brawling, filthiness, and foolish talking. All of these come from a froward mouth and perverse lips. This is a mouth and lips which will not be controlled either by God's law, which is God's wisdom, or by reason. These are displeasing to God and will surely bring His wrath. We must be very careful and not allow these sins of the tongue to creep into our conduct. As we keep the heart, we're controlling the mind, and the mind is the only thing which can control the tongue. We are next told here in the 4th chapter of Proverbs to control the eyes. Verse 25 says, "Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee." Let your eye be well under your control and not be allowed to wander. Let it not move after everything which may present itself, for then it may entice you into evil. Psychologists and criminologists are now saying that there are many who can take one look at pornographic pictures and it affects them like a lethal addictive drug. Their minds are so warped and taken by it that they enter into a life of sexual crime and violence. Finally, after years of horrendous sexual crime and violence, they are placed on death row in a state prison and finally executed. Their dreadful and depraved lifestyle began after viewing pornographic material. They were hooked after the very first viewing of this sinful material. So our eyes are very powerful tools in directing us into the right or wrong paths. But rather, we must keep our eye on the Master rather than any fleshly lust, be it sexual lust or vanity or the desire of any ungodly possession or activity. We must keep an eye on the law of God and conform to that. We must keep our eye upon our mark, the prize of the high calling, and direct all towards that. We must keep our heart in order to keep the eye. Next, he shows that the heart or mind controls the feet, all of our actions. Verse 26 says, "Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established." The mind controls all of our actions. "Ponder the path of thy feet," he says. Ponder may be translated as way. So put the word of God on one scale and what you have done or are about to do on the other scale and see how they agree. Objectively and without partiality, examine your ways compared to God's ways. We must examine our past ways and see what we have done. We must examine our present ways and see what we're doing and see where we're going and see that we walk or act properly. We need to know as much as we can about the consequences of our actions. What are our duties and responsibilities? What are the difficulties and dangers of our present course? We learn what God would have us to do, then act accordingly. We also see that we're to do nothing rashly. Verse 26 says, "Let all thy ways be established." The word established means to be stable or to be steadfast. Be not double-minded. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, James 1 and 8. We should be consistent in our obedience to God. Verse 27 says, "Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." Either direction you turn from the right path is an error. Satan has won a victory if he can draw us away to either side from the truth. He says, remove thy foot from evil, verse 27. Do not take one step in the wrong direction. We must always be watchful that we're not drawn from the path of what is right. So this brings chapter 4 to a close. We're now ready to begin chapter 5. In this